We just got off a Zoom call with one of the bands that was scheduled to play at the Music Millennium event, the Customer Appreciation Concerts and Barbecue, this Saturday. However, we have some breaking news. It appears there will be a change to the music lineup on Saturday. Here's the interview with the band The Holy Brothers we just recorded moments ago.
This is Summer Sound on AM 1450 and KBPS.AM. Right now, we're joined by singer and songwriters, The Holy Brothers. Hello, Marvin and Willie. Thanks for hanging out with us today. We really appreciate it.
Hello, hello. How you doing, Razor?
Good morning.
All right.
So first question for you guys, who are The Holy Brothers?
Well, The Holy Brothers are a power folk duo that is Marvin Etzioni, who's over there, and me, Willie Aaron, and we've been together for a number of years, and we've been friends for a lot longer than we've been a band. We've been friends since 1978, which is a long time ago.
I know you mentioned it a little bit, but we were wondering how else would you describe it. So what genre or genres would you put your music in?
It's song-based. You know, so I'll come in with a song, and it's not, we're not calculated at all. You know, I was just reading an article about the White Album, you know, by the Beatles, and it just came in with songs, and, you know, and the album has so many different styles, but what united the styles was really the band and the approach that they took. You know, so we kind of, I kind of feel like we can defy our own category, although people like to categorize artists, and it's understandable, but I think that there's a sense of anything is possible for what we do. You know, we could try something that's really intimate and close two-part harmony, and we could try something that's very aggressive and electric, so... I would say file us under the Holy Brothers.
I agree with that. I think, you know, just to quote, to echo what Marvin was saying, we're not limited to genre. Marvin is the songwriter in the band, and when he brings in a song, we don't think in terms of style. We think in terms of, is this a song that we can express truthfully and authentically?
So how did the Holy Brothers start as a group?
Willie and I were attending a temple service. We're both Jewish, and in Culver City. And it was really completely coincidental that Willie was wearing a black suit, white shirt, tie, and a fedora. I was wearing the same thing. And we happened to be sitting next to each other at the temple service. At the beginning of this particular service, the rabbi was walking around the congregation before the service started, and everybody was standing up, and he would say hello to people. Well, when he came to see, when he passed us by, he looked at the two of us dressed identically, and he said, oh, it's the Holy Brothers. So I looked at Willie, and I said, well, now that we have a band name, why don't we make an album? And Willie said, okay. So we recorded our first album, My Name is Sparkle, and that's how it started. And now we're on our second album, Hide My Balloon, and we're already recording songs for our third album for 2026.
How do you find your inspiration?
Well, regarding songs, I'm always writing. Sometimes songs appear to me in dreams, or a title will appear in a dream, or a section of a song. But I look for, I kind of wait for the title to appear. Sometimes I'll write a song and maybe I don't have the chorus and I just wait for it to appear. I did that on one of our songs, and I just literally sat by the piano for like an hour, and I figure either God's going to send me this song title or he's not, and it got sent.
I saw your Elvis in Jerusalem music video and found hand puppets really funny. Where did you get that idea?
My girlfriend at the time, and they still do it, but her and her sister make hand puppets. So when they saw us play live, they said, oh, we got to make hand puppets for you. And I wasn't quite sure what they meant by that. But then when we saw them, Willie and I kind of, oh my God, this is unbelievable. So we said, well, let's do a puppet video, and we're big puppet fans anyway. In fact, just recently I saw the film, the Sherry Lewis film. So it kind of fit the spirit, and you know, even though some of the songs kind of may have, you know, maybe a message, or it might have a dark side, or it might have a spiritual overtone to it, we don't want things to be so serious. And I think that all the time, and I think the puppets kind of reflected that other side of us. And so
yeah, we have kind of an irreverent spirit, hopefully, about
it. Yeah. So that's why we were open to creating that puppet video. I hope you liked it.
Out of all the songs, which one did you enjoy making the most?
You know, I really enjoyed, we have this, the title track to our first album, My Name is Sparkle, I enjoyed because I recorded the guitar on my cassette machine, a four-track cassette machine, and then I brought the cassette machine to the studio, and the engineer, the late, great David Vaught, he said, oh, I love this guitar sound. So we didn't recut it. We just used the guitar from the cassette, and then we put our vocals on it. So I really found that to be fun. But a lot of times, you know, we've recorded with other people as well, recording with drummer James Gatz, and that's always a joy to record with him, really unique drummer. We've worked with other great musicians as well. So the process of recording, you know, but that's just one example of many, really. I enjoyed the process of, you know, Emily Parade, because on the High My Balloon album, because, you know, I felt like that was a place for Willie to express himself as a vocalist and also as a keyboard player. It was a really fun collaboration on that song. There was another moment on the song, The Holy and Everything.
That's my favorite one.
Oh, yeah. And so I had the song recorded with just my vocal and a guitar, and Willie came by the studio and goes, oh, I know exactly what to do. And when I saw that look in his eye, I go, I'm going to go out and get you some coffee. I'll be back in an hour. So I left the studio and I came back. By the time I was back, he had this 3-4 part harmony arrangement already recorded. So that was really great. So there, you know, it's every song, it takes on a different way of working, but those are some examples.
Are there any like other musicians, artists, or unconventional sources that inspire you in your music, or maybe even some other music artists that you guys would like to collaborate with in the future?
There's a lot of musicians that we admire, and you know, Marvin and I are both you know, big record collectors, and we're big fans of the whole history of recorded music. In terms of somebody who we'd like to work with, I'd like to work with somebody like Brian Eno. I think it'd be interesting, you know, because he has such a unconventional approach to making music, and I think he started to kind of revert back to vocal music, as opposed to, he made so many instrumental records for so many years, and I've heard that he really likes singing, and so I think that he might appreciate our I think unique approach to vocals. So that's somebody that I wouldn't mind collaborating with at some point.
I'm a huge Eno fan. I'd like to collaborate with Chuck D. You know, I
yeah, that would be great too.
Yeah, I heard him on the radio, and he really said, I felt like when he was being interviewed, I felt like he was talking to me personally, because one of the things that he kept talking about is how when people are making records, they're not using their ears, they're making records with their eyes. And to translate that is, you know, if you're using Pro Tools or the computer to make a record, you can make things perfect and line up, but it doesn't mean it sounds good or it feels good. And he was talking about that, and I'm such a believer in that. And you know, I like his set of influences. And it's really funny, Willie, that you mentioned Eno, because he was talking about the producer that he was working it with. He goes, the guy that I'm working with is the next Brian Eno, you know. So his set of influences, I think, might be similar to Willie and I. He's very unpredictable, and you can't really categorize him exactly, and I'm really attracted to that. And Willie and I are both fans of black music, and I think having that kind of influence, I think would be great. I would really enjoy that.
Do you have plans for another album, or maybe you're in the process of making?
Yeah, I was mentioning earlier that we're about halfway through our next album, so that's going to come out next year. You know, and if you guys like, I can send you one or two sneak preview tracks, because we've already mixed a couple.
So we have our last little question here. We were wondering, because we in our on-air room, in our station, we have like a little thing. This is what we ask everybody we interview.
Sure.
We always ask them, and we tally the marks. Do you prefer tacos or burritos? So far, at least off the top of my head, I believe burritos is at 6, and tacos is at, I think, 11 or 12.
Yeah, tacos.
Taco all the way.
And this is why you guys are awesome. You guys are awesome. And this is why I agree with you guys.
Yes.
That makes 15 against 6.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, democracy rules.
Well, that's a wrap on today's interview. Again, that was the Holy Brothers. Thank you two so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you. You guys are great.
Yes, we have been speaking with Willie and Marvin of the Holy Brothers. This is Summer Sound live on AM 1450, KBPS, and KBPS.AM. Thank you for listening.